Let us just start again from the beginning of the sugya. Let us start. Kedeboi minei rababe miravune. Rababe este shaila from Ravune. Bo zeiv v'notal b'nei me'ayim. A zeiv came and took the b'nei me'ayim of a behemoth. So, what is the difference? So the Gemara says, not out, if he took them, they're not around, or less no, so they're not here, so there's no reyes whatsoever. So mehechitesi, there should be a shayla. Rashi says, lechazine bohu shum reyes umay sveike ike, there's no suffix, why should you clear? Roy behemis anat reife. So why should I clear bechlau? That there's a pesachayla with this behemoth. Elanokav b'nei me'ayin ma'u. No, what if we saw the ze'ev was noikev to b'nei me'ayin? So the Gemara says, nokav or kochazinin duhu nokvinu. I see that he was noikev. That the ze'ev was noikev to b'nei me'ayin after the shchita. So what could be the shayla? Ela notlon vehechziron shehem nukuvim mal. Now, the shayla is, if the zeiv took them away, and he returned them, and now we see it's nukuvim from the zeiv. We see the shinei hazeiv, mi chay shinon shema b'mokem nekev nokav eloi. Are we chayish? And even though we recognize the nekev that is in the b'nei ma'ayim is from the zeiv, but maybe since there is a nekev already in the b'nei ma'ayim, maybe I can clear maybe that there was a previous nekev over here. So Mimela, is this a reyes in the chazokah? As she says, Micheshina, Shema b'mokim nekev, Shahoya b'y t'chile, Tisra melei ha'ashte, Shehichnis b'y shinov, V'tolfo. Likvo handakim echad, Mishmein asa treifesu. A treifo. It's a treife. He said, do I clear, is this a reyes in the chazokah? I see it's, since it's a nekev lefoneinu, maybe I have to clear that there was a previous nekev there. Amalai ein chayshish in shema b'mokem nekev nokav. And Rabuna answered him that this is not a reyese, since this is a very far-fetched inyan, that if there was a nekev in Grad, b'mokay, this nekev, the zeiv made another nekev, not chayish such a thing. So the miyuta, so this is not called a reyese, and we shtel the behema on chazoka. And we made this old kosher. It's roiv, it's a chazoka bo mikayach roiv. Right, behemoths are not treifes, or I assumed that the behemoth wasn't treifes, I assumed it wasn't nitra. Eisvei, so Rababe asked Rav Huna Akashe, Ro tziper amenaker b'teino, ba'achbor amenaker b'avatichim, choishishin sheme b'mokein nekev noka, so I have a shayla, Was this peri? Was it eaten by a nochesh? So since there's a nekev, so if I would look at the peri and I see that it's sholem, I see that it was no neshicha of a nochesh. But since I see there's a nekev in it, I clear maybe there was a previous nekev. Shema b'mokim nekev nokav. So we see that a nekev in a peri makes a reyes in the chazoke, And I clear, maybe there was a previous neket. Amalei, Sarafune, answered Rababe, Mika Medames, Isura le Sakante. Sakone Shani. We mentioned yesterday, the Chassam Sofer, says, the reason, number one, we're machmer by Sakone more than Isur, because if there is a Chash Sakone, even though it's a minute Chash, but if there's a Chash Sakone, the person will eat his peri, so nebuch, he'll die. So therefore, you have to be, so by Sakone, the Shaila is, was it possible that Anochosh was Neishach in this peri? In Kozman, you don't rule out all possibilities. You have to be Machmer. That's by Sakone. By Isurim, and in Chazoke tells me that I don't have to clear that a Ishtanish changed, so I'm saying on Chazoke, Nafila Klap Ishmaye Galye, the Lamaise, it was also, but there's no problem because the person did Keter and Kaloche, the Torah said you could be Seimach HaChazok, and you were Seimach HaChazok. So Bekitzer, so Rav Huna is telling him, number one, you can be Seimach and Chazok, this is not called Ischa Cheskosa, that's number one. If you can be Seimach and Chazok, and you're bringing a Raya Sakone is Taka Andesh, they were Taka not Seimach and Chazok, because by Sakona we have different guidelines. Omalei Rove, so Rove asked, Maishna Sofik Sakanta Lechumre, Sofik Isure Nami Lechumre. So Rove asked, if we see that there's a Mokim Lachshais by Sakone, Sheme B'mokim Nekev Noka, Tzipar HaMenake B'teino V'chaye Shema B'mokim Nekev Nokav, if there is such a chash, it's not an impossibility, but there is such a chash. So Memele, by Yisurim, we also have such a klal, Sofik Yisure L'chumre, and the Pnei Yeshua says that Chava holds whenever there's a reis in the chazoke, so it's like palga, and you have to be machma. He held this is called a reis. So you see, lamaisa, there was a nekev in the b'nei ma'ayim. This is called, there's a nekev b'foneinu. I don't know how, if the nekev is only from the they, or it was there previously also, but that's called Ischa Cheskosa, and I have to be Machma. So Rav disagreed with Rav Huna. Sofik Yisur Enami Lechumre. Om Aloy Abaye. So Abaye said, Bleishani Bein Yisur Elisakante. Abaye said, I'll prove you we do not have the same guidelines by Sakone and Issa. Va'ilu sofek tume b'shus harabim sveikai toyer, v'ilu sofek mayim megulim asurim. Let us see what does Rashi say. Sofek tume b'shus harabim sveikai toyer kedemaforish lakama. That means, we have a parsha of Saitev, and we learn out since the parsha of Saita, it says Venitmo, so we learn now Hilchis Tume from the parsha from Saita. So the Pnei Yeshua explains as follows. We have a klal that Sofik Tume Bershus HaYochid Sveike Tome, it's Vadai Tome. And even though Saita is a Issa Kal, Le'osa Boy, Shege Kemezid, Oynes Kerotzen, the Iser Soite is a Iser Kal. Not every Soite is also a Baila, Dafke, Rotzen, Amazit. Bafal Pikain, the Torah was Machmer, Bushus Ayochid and said, Sofi Kevada. So, Tumme, by Stamazai Tumme, which is, there's, Aynes Kerotzen, Shaike Kemezit, there are no Kulis in Shaikik and Onus. So, Tumme Zicha has the same guidelines as Saite, that Sofik Tumme Bashus Ayochid is Badai Tumme. But that's Bashus Ayochid. Now, let's come to Rishus. So, I have a limud from Saite, which is Bashus Ayochid. Bashus Arabim, I don't have a limud from Saite. So now I have a Sofik Maga Tumme Bashus Arabim. I say Sveikai Toya. So, Abaya understood why is Sveikai Toil? Because Ashtalan Chazoke. Because Ashtalan Chazoke. That means if I don't know, if it was Nitmo or not, Ashtalan Cheskes Tare. Even though there's a Psashtikul Reyes, if there's a Tliya, I can say it didn't become Tomei, Ashtalan Cheskes Tare. If you have mayim megulim, I have no reyes whatsoever that a nochosh came, but since there's a possibility that a nochosh drank from it, so we also the mayim, the yayim. So we see clearly that there's a chilek between isurim and sakone. Sofik tune b'shus arabim, Abaye learned, is koshishtalan chazoke. You have maya megulim, and it is also, both are the same. Sarkochoch, that there's different guidelines by sakone. Sofik mayim megulim, Rashi says, mayim shenisharu megulim balaylo. Sofik shosemem nochosh sofik loy shosa vekaimulon ba'asiri. So mayim is osa, and a sofik nitmo b'shus harabim is toil. So by stoil, that's a chilek. Here you shtel on chazoke, and by sakoni you don't shtel on chazoke. If there's a possibility, nochosh drank from it, you don't shtel on chazoke. So you see, you can't compare isurim to sakone. Omalei hosom hilchese gemirilom misaita. So Rove answered Abaye, I wish to disagree with you. That what sofik tume bershus arabim sveikei toyer is not pshat, is I don't have a limud from, the whole limud of sait is only bershus ayochid. That's it. So sofik tume bershus ayochid is sveikei tome. Sofik tume b'shus harabim. I don't have a limud whatsoever. If I don't have a limud, sofik fits nitma ishtalan chazoke. That's a human pshat. So, well, you see, ishtalan chazoke by yisurim, and even though by sofik mayim megulim is also. He says, no. There, by tume, there's a special limud that sofik tume b'shus harabim sveikai toyer. Hilchus gemiri lo mi soite. I learn it's a limud from soite. Ma soite b'shus, the whole tuma of soite, the whole sofik tuma of soite was only said b'shus ayochid. Av tuma b'shus ayochid. Let's see what Rashi says. The Rashi hilchus gemiri lo mi soite, the b'shus arabim sveikei toyer. Not because I don't have a limud in Ashtela Chazoke. No, I have a limud that a sofik tuma b'shus harabim sveikei toyer. Ugzeiris hakosefu. The b'shus hayochid l'chumros leina. By b'shus hayochid, we go l'chumros. B'chol sofik disurin nami l'chumros bina l'meizu l'shem ayavu. you see Fakert, that Fakert, Rav is tiny tabai, you see Bershus HaYochid, we are Machma. You don't stall on Chazoke. Bershus HaYochid, you don't stall on Chazoke. We're Machma if there's a Sofik Tumen. So therefore, Rav said, so every Sofik, you also don't stall on Chazoke if there's a Reyes. You see, we are machma, not stamazoi. So al kolchok, that would be shus harabim. It's toyer, not because stamazoi, now we stand on chazoke, no, b'shus harabim evalim, but ma soite shekinu la ba'ala al tistri employini. V'nistero. Ksiv, v'nit mo beis pomi mechad la ba'al. Shenescha olov bistirzu ad sheyiv dekua hamayim. So she's nesa. V'chos tira einele b'shus hayochid. V'chos amudos rachmona misveik. Did the Torah asset misveik. Avo b'shus harabim. So just like the tumor of soite is only applicable b'shus hayochid. Did is a hefza of stira. Aber b'shus harabim sharye de lavstiri. V'tume mehosam gamrine. In Hilchis Tume, we learn out from Saita. So we have a limut that b'shus harabim, just like we are not machmer on the Tume Saita b'shus harabim, because it's not shaykh b'chlal a stira b'shus harabim. So Tume, which we learn out from Saita, also is the same like Saita, that Bershus HaRabim, it's not also, but Tume Mahosan Gamrinen, the Tume Kaye Rachmone, the Yisr of Saita, the Teire, labeled the Tume, so Memela, we learn out Hilchis Tume from Hilchis Saita. So we have here a Machloikis, in the Halacha of Sofik Tume Bershus HaRabim, Sveike Toil, that Abaya understood that the reason it's Torah is because we stell on Chazoke. So Memele who would in by Yisurim, we should stell on Chazoke, even though we'll be Machmer by Mayim Megulim. And Robin said, no, you don't stell on Chazoke. But Rabbi Shus HaYochid, you also don't stell on Chazoke. So the whole, it's a Gderes HaKosu, that Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Torah. Mosiv Rav Shimi, Sheretz b'fi chulde. A chulde had in her mouth dead sheretz. V'chulde maleches al gabi kikreish shel trume. V'chulde is going al gabi kikreish shel trume. Sofik noga, sofik loy noga. There is a sofik now if this dead sheretz touched the kikreish. Sveikoi toy. We have a klal, and the Gemara knew this, that the din of Sofik Tume Bershus HaYochid Sveikai Tomei is dafke dumye de saite. That what? That the mekabel hatume is yesh bo das lisho. That means just like by saite gufe, we could ask her, was she nitma, was she not nitma, and she knows. So, that's by tume saite, yesh vodas lisho, so memele, hilches tume, and we learn out from saite, sofik tume b'shus hayochid, sveike tome, that means if a person is misupik, if he became nitma, b'shus hayochid, sveike tome, is dafke, if the mekabala tume is yesh vodas lisho, he's a person. So memele, that's dumya de saite, and then we say safi kebat. But if the dova hamekabel tume b'shus hayochid is ein by das lisho, like over here we have that, we have a suffix if the kikrois were mekabel tume from the sheret, it's ein by das lisho. So the Gemara held now, so the chumre of Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid, that is Vadai Tomei, that Chumre is only, the Chumre of Vadai Tomei is only by Yesh Boi Das Lisho. Ein bei das Lishol, I don't have the chumre of Vadai Tome. Fine, but it's Sofik Tome. So it should be Sofik Tome. And Lamaisa, the din is that it is Toher. The din is that it's Toher. So we have Araya Tabaya that Yishtalan Chazoke. That was Rav Shimi's Raya. Mosiv Rav Shimi, Sheretz Befichude, Bechude Malachas Aga Bekikre Shal Trume, Sofik Noga, Sofik Loi Noga, Sveikai Toi. So Al Kol Choch, why? Because she's telling Chazoke. There's no din of Sofik Ebadai, but the Tare is, because she's telling Chazoke. Ve'ilu Sofik Mayim Megulim, Asurim. So we see again that Sakone has different guidelines than Isurin. And Rav Huna was right that you can compare Sofik Sakanta with Sofik Isur. Let us see what Rashi says. The Rashi Sheretz Meis, Sofik Noga HaSheretz HaMeis Betrume, Sveikei Toir, Vafilu Bishus HaYochi. Ve'ilu sofek gilui osa, alma shayni isure misakante, isure yishtel on the cheskas taire, and sakone yunat seimechan chazoke. So Rove answered, osam nami hilchese gemiri lo misoite. No, not pshat is, since it's not dumye de soite, so I don't have a limud of soita, so now it's like kol ha-teira kule, and yishtel an chazoke. No, it's a limud in hilchus tumah from soita. That ma soita dovo sheyesh bo das lishoil, then it's vaday tome. Av hoch en nami dovo sheyesh bo das lishoil, but if it's ain bo das lishoil, it's vaday toil. Not als chazoke, no. This is similar to Rishus Harab, just like Rava holds on Rishus Harabim, there's a limud from Saita Bishus HaYochid that it's Vaday Toer, or then there's a limud that ain't by Das Lishol is Vaday Toer, not because of the Gedorim of Chazoke, but because it's Xeris HaKos. What does Rashi say? Av kol sofik tumis ha-mu'urois b'mish yesh lam Das Lishol k'gain odom Sha'ovar Eitzel Sheretz Einevela. Sofik Noga, Sofik Loi Noga, Bishus HaYochid, Sveikei Tome. Avol Kikroi Shein Bem Das Lishoy Loi, and it's a limud. Not that I don't have a limud and I tell the Chazok, but it's a limud that it's toil. Oma Rav Ashi Toshma. Sloiches sheinicha megula. We'll see, Rashi says this is speaking about a sloiches that of mechatos before the kiddush. You want mekadoshet be'efer. Sheinicha megula. He left his sloiches with mechatos megula. Ubo umotza mechusa. And he comes and he sees the sloiches is mechusa. So we see that someone, zicher, touched it. It didn't become mechusa by itself. Someone put on the cover. Now the shail is who the someone was. So there's two possibilities. It could have been an odom tome or an odom toya. Tameya, Shani Oimel, Odom Tomei, Nichnas Lisham, Vikisa. He was Machasa. Here it seems you have a Sofek HaShoku, and it's Isra Cheskosa. Here this is called Arayisa because before the water was torn, but now I know someone touched it. There was Zikha, someone touched it. So Zikhe Ischa Cheskos, and I don't know who the Negeya was. Was he a Tomei or a Toya? So the din is Sleiche shenich megula ba matzah mechusa tmeye. So I have to be chayish et stamei. And here I don't stell on chazokim. Hinicha mechusa. What is the other way around? He had left the tzleiches when it was covered. Bo umatza megula. And now the cover fell off. Someone took off the cover. So now I have to take into account what are the possibilities, why this cover came off. Who took off this cover? So I make a cheshbon. Im yechayla chuda lishtais mimeno. That means if the tzluchis was tluya ba'avir, so chuda can't reach it. So this wasn't from a chuda, then it's weiter from a person. So then it would be weiter b'tamei. But im yechayla chuda lishtais mimeno was not tluya ba'avir, a chuda could have also thrown off the cover. Einochosh l'divrei Rabban Gamliel. We'll see, there's a shayla over here. If the mayim and the tzluchis became posel, the kaddish by mechatos. That's one shayla. Oy sheyorad bo tal balayla, psula. Then it is posel. That means I take into consideration the possibilities how this kisui came off. And if it's possible it came off through a chulda or a nochosh, and we'll see in Rashi, by them drinking from this water, they'll passel the water. So I'll passel the water. Because could be very well that they drank from the water. So misafik, I'll passel the water. I won't tell on chazok, it'll be the passels of the water. But what about the tumah of the water? Is the water tamei? So here we see clearly in the sefer the water is not tamei. That is the difference between the reisha and the sefer. And the reisha it says tmeya. In the Seif it says psula, but it's not tmeya. Va'omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi matam. Why in the Reisha is it tamei, and why in the Seif is it not tamei? Mimnei shedalkon shel shrotzim legalitz. Because the tzdodim who was megalad the tzleiches. So in the Tzdodei Asafik we have, it could be Shratzim, could be an Adam Toyer, could be an Adam Tamei. So since I have a Tliya that it could very well be that I have Tzdodim, Reif Tzdodim, that it could very well be that it was not nitma al yedei the gilui akisui. So I shtel an chazok. This is not called isra cheskosa, because I can be toile, and I have right stodim to be toile, that the gilui did not come about to a tome. Ne shedalkon shel shrotzim legalis vein dalkon lechasa. But let's keep the parentheses. Ve'ilu sofik mayim megulim asurim. If you have sofik mayim megulim, have a sofik, if the mayim that were megulim, if a nochosh came there, this the zikra many tzadim that a nochosh bechalal wasn't toyim from the mayim. Afal pikein asurim. He says, so if I have a sofik, was the mayim shebet sluchis nitma? If I have roiv tzdodim, that it wasn't nitma, so I say it's not tomei. I have the same roiv tzdodim by Maya Megulim, that a Nochosh did not drink from it, and here it's also. Ishma Mino, Chamire, Sakanta, Mi Isure, Shma Mino. So this is Ravashi's Raya to Rav Huna, that there are different guidelines by Sakona than by Isa. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Tzloiches, Shemalu, Mayim Chayim, Lamei Chatos, Vadayin, Loinis Katshu Be'eto. Wasn't the Skadish Be'eto. The Niskatshu, if they added Eifa Poro, Temeya, then it's the Niskatshu Temeya, Temeya Diktoni Lamei. If it's speaking about Niskatshu, so what is Pshat in the Temeya? Ile ipsule, if he wants to tell us that it's possible, this nipsule. Why do you say to me, if it's niskacha, if he wants to tell us that it's possible, it's possible, so let it say possible. Ile tmuye, achine, if it's coming to tell us that it can be metama others, so belav ochi mechatas metame nafilu b'masa. After Kiddush Eifa Poro, the Mechatos is Metame, and Filu B'Masse. So, it says over here in the Reisha that it's Tomei. The Reisha says it's Tomei, so Al Kochach it has to be speaking about before Kiddush, and before Kiddush it would not be Tomei. This, before they add the Eifa Poro, it's not Tomei. Now it says, I'm Toile, that the one who was Mechasa, the Tzluchis, was Metamit. So that and so Tumis only Negeya before the Kiddush of Eifa Poro. After Eifa Poro, it's, forget about the one who was Mechasa, it's Metamei B'Masa after Kiddush. Tmeya, so it's Tomei, Umetama, Oichlan, Umashke. V'choshkein, the Psula, Lekiddish. When it says Tomei, it means, Samzain, Hilchis, Tumetz, Metame, and it's Posel, Lekiddish. The Kol, Maiseho, Bemaila, Istare, Heim, the Chattis, Kol, Yerachmon. All Maise Pore has to, Chattis Kol Yerachmona, so it has to, in order that it should be kosher, it has to have the Mailas of Tare. So Memele, it's, when it says Tomei, it's Tomei and it's possible also. That is, if it was Megule, and now I find it Mechuset, so I am Zicher, the Kisi came to an Odom, and I have a suffix, who the Odom was, a Tomei or a Toyer. Say Machmel, they don't tell on Cheska Steyer. But what is it was the other way around? It was Mechusa Benimtseis Megula. So then, I don't have to be Toyler that the Gili was only through a person. Then it could very well be that a Chude or a Nochosh was Megala the Kisri. So we'll see, in Hilchis Tumah there's nothing but to worry about, but there's, in Hilchis Paslus, there's something but to worry about. Im Yechayle Chude Lishtais Mimenom, if a Chude can drink from it, that means the Tzluchis was put in such a mocking that it is beyond the chulda to drink from it. It wasn't hanging ba'avir. Bisnan, kol ha'shchotzim einam poislim b'meichatos. Kasheret drinks from meichatos, doesn't passel it. Why doesn't it passel? Because the water it drank. So, and then the water that's left over is left over. That a chelik of the water was nechsa. Aydeish shtiyas hasheretz is no problem whatsoever. Chutz min achude, but achude will pasul mibnei shehi malke, because achude licks, and we'll see when achude licks. So we'll see some of the water that went into her mouth goes back into the tzloiches in that passage. Rabbi Gamliel oimer af hanochosh. Rabbi Gamliel says hanochosh will also passel mitnei shehi mekia. The chol ameki poisel. I mean, so we have a shaila that these two shrotzim have a tchune that when they drink water, a chelik of the water they drank goes back into the tzluchis. So memele, if it goes back into the tzluchis, all pasul. The chol ameki pasul. And here Rashi is going to bring two reasons why it pasul. The hoyel v'frishay mehen lishtoys, since it was taken from the tzluchis to drink, was taken to drink hareinase bahen maloche. So that is considered a maloche. It means it was taken to drink. Rashi calls it a maloche. It's not so poshit. Benivsalu. So the water that was taken became possible for mechatas. Uchshe mekiyos, and then when this water returns into the tzluchis, poisleis esarishoinos, the mechatas nipsulu bimlocha acheres, emrinim beseches git. So memele, that is why it says that it's possible if a chude, If the tzluchis was an access of a chuldo or a nochosh, that their seder ashtiyah is that a chelik of what they took into their mouth goes back into the tzluchis. And since it was taken, the tzair ashtiyosom, so this is a psadin nase ben maloche. So memela, that's why the water is possible. That's one mahalach. The is the toli time, that's not called nase ben maloche. Now there's a different reason why it's possible. Mishum de mayim chayim veino. The mayim haroim lekadesh have to be mayim chayim el keli. That means that the water that enters the keli has to come from a source of mayim chayim. It has to come from a spring. It has to be Mayim Chayim El Keli. To see Mayim Chayim El Keli, Shetehei Chiyusam Bikli, that from Mokim Chiyusam, they enter the Kli. Shlo Yemale Kli Zeh, Ve'yare Bikli Acher, Koidem Kiddush. That means it should not fill up one keli from a spring and then pour into another keli, because the second keli, the mayim from the second keli did not get mayim chayim. The second keli got mayim from a keli. Zeh shamati v'hoganu. Shemela Sarashi says another pshat, that the problem if a chulde or a nochosh drank from the water of the tzluchis, so al koponim, when the water returns to hakor or through lekike back into the tzluchis, so this water already is coming from another source. It's not mayim chayim anymore. That is why it is possible. So here in the second din that we say it's possible if it was mechuse v'nizgale. So now, legale sakisui, shrotzim are also capable of being megala akisui. So the halacha is as follows. Im yechayle chude lishtois, what does that mean, yechayle? She'ein toli ba'avir, so the tzluchis is accessible to the chude. Oy nochosh ledivrei Rabbi Gamliel, shehu oimer af hanochosh kechulde, ar hanochosh also passes, oy sheyored bo tal balaylo, derech tal leilet balaylo, that means it was nizgale, and now tal fell into it. Psule, the lav mayim chayim nino, this is already the second pshat of Rashi, that so it's not mayim chayim, avo betume loy misavkina lo. But it's, so Mamela, it's possible for Kiddush, but we are not Mesupik if it's Tomei. This is different. Sluchis, Shahoyso, Shinicha Megula, Venimses Machusa, then I understand that this Kisi came about through an Odom. So I have to be Mistapik. Maybe it was an Odom Tomei, it was Machasid. So Mamela, so the Maim is Metame. You don't stell an cheskes tarif. But over here, by if mechusa ben izgale, so gabi psu, I have to declare, could very well be, since it's accessible to shrotzim, so it could be the shrotzim or shayse from it, and that passed it, could be a chude, nochosh, Aval betume loy misafkine lo ve'eino metame achine. Va'oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi ma tam loy chashinam shema odom tome gila oisa u metame achere. Why by mechusa ben izgalo you're not chayish that an odom tome was megalit, just like you were chayish by a mechuse megula sheniskase, that an Odom Tomei was mechaseit, and he was metame the mind. Minei shedalkam shel shrotzim legalois, vein dalkam lechase, zukt Rashi. Va'af al gav, the Odom nami dalke legalois, so Rashi says, oh, it could be, a sheretz was megalit, but Rashi says it could very well be an Odom was also megalit. Ika lemitli, ba Odom toyer, u bishrotzim letayer. So the possibilities, who was megalit the sluchis? So I have three tliyas. It could be a sheretz was megalit, and it's toyer. Could be an Odom toyer was megalit, and it's toyer. And could be an Odom Tomei was Megalit, and it's Tomei. Is Tolinin Bosa Ruba Letail. So if Roiv Tzdodim are that I have Roiv Tzdodim Litlois, that the Gilui came about through Tahirim, so I don't say Ischa Cheskosa. I don't say Ischa Cheskosa. And that was the svar of Rav Huna, Shemo Benekev Nokev, that also, Roiv Tzodim, it's not Mistavel, that Shemo Bemokim Nekev Nikev. So Mamele, that's not called Ischa Cheskosa, Shaishtel An Chazoke. But Ve'in Dalkon Lechasois, Hilkach Reishe, if he had a tzluchis and was Megula, Inicha Megula, Matzoi Mechuse, so who was Mechasa the Stoiches, and Zicha wasn't the Sheretz, Hilkach Reishe, Leka Lemitlei Bishrotzim, Utmeim, so it's not Shrotzim, so it's people. A person was Mechasa the Stoiches, Utmeim, Utahirim Shrichi. This Mistame is called Ischa Cheskosa. I see Zicha that something happened over here. The Tzluchis, someone, the status of the Tzluchis Zicha changed. It was Megula before, and now someone was Mechaset. Now I have to declare who was Mechaset. So this is called Ischa Cheskosa, and by Ischa Cheskosa, you can't sell on Chazok, and it's Machz al Machz. Aber Alme, the Rai is from the Seife. Bemidi di Isure Tolinen Bosa Rube de Shriche. Ba'achal Gav de Lekulem. But by Amidi di Isure, if there's a shriach de ketliye to say that it's not Tomei, That's not called Ischa Chaskosa if I have a Shchir Niketliya to be toiled this Reyese. Now, Rashi seems to be Goyres another Raya in by Mayim Begulim, who says Bechlau that a Nochosh went, Bechlau was Toyim from the Mayim. I don't even have a Reyes Elefoneinu. And I still ask of the Mayim. So you see, Klol, that Chamira Sakante, that we don't rely on Chazoke by Sakone, as we mentioned yesterday, because since there's a possibility that there's Oros in the Mayim and the Yayin, so we cannot rely on Chazoke. Now, Rashi brings down another Oifen. Now Rashi brings down another Loshen to explain the Raya of Ravashi. Inami. Another Oifen to prove that is Chamura Sakantami Yisure. Inami. Taime de Inicha Megule Mitzah Mechuse. Mechuse Mitzah Megule. That means that all these halachas, it was megule, mitzah, mechuse, it's tome, mechuse, mitzah, megule, it's puzzle. Ha-matzah kemoyshe hinicha. But what would be, he left it the way it is? He left it megule, and he found it megule. So there's no reyesa whatsoever. Possibilities, there's zikha possibilities. But I have no reyesa whatsoever. Ha-motza ke-moyshe hinicha loy tume'ike v'loy psule'ike. So you see clearly in Yisurim, if I don't know, if I don't have any Raglaim Ludova, that something happened, you don't have to clear. You don't clear even. There was no reyesa whatsoever. Even though many things are possible, I left it Megula, and now it's Megula, there's a possibility Adam Tomei touched it, there's a possibility Asheritz drank from it. Afal Pikein, it's kosher and toil. It's kosher and toil. Why? Because why should I clear that something happened to it? So you see in Isurim, if there's no mokim listapek, I don't clear sveik istamazoi. Vilu sofik mayim megulim asurim gasine. But sofik mayim megulim, this is the girse. Inami the Gassina, this is such a girse. That was the Raya of Ravashi. Ravashi said, he says, the only chumre that we have over him by Atzloiches is Davke, if I see there was a Hishtanis. There was Nisgalo or Niskase. Ve'ilu Sofik Mayim Megulim Asurim Gassina. Now let's go when there was Megula v'inicha Megula and it's Megula now. Ba'af al-gav de'ika l'meima odam nichnas l'sham shegila o'iso. No. V'ilu sofik mayim Megula masum gelsine. Now Rashi is speaking about mayim Megula. Ba'av al gav the ikal meima odom nichnas l'shom shegilo oiso. V'shar shrotzim gilu oiso she'ein bahem sakone. So Rashi is first saying, mayim shenizgale. So in the gilui gufe, I have roiv tzdodim to say that it was not from a nochash, it could be from an odom. Could be from Shar Shrotzim, Ba'avlu nechoshim miyute. Tolinim b'nechoshim v'asiri. So that's one raya that means here by Tume, if I have roiv tzdodim, that it was nizgale, not through a Tome, so I say it's not Tome. And by mayim shenizgalu, and I have roiv tzdodim that the gili was not from a nochosh, you're not allowed to drink the water. So you see clearly that chamir is sakanta miyisur. Inami, or another case, shitalei, to what's megilo oisa? Afilu, not I have roiv tzdodim that a nochosh wasn't megale. I was megale. Visho begiloi kedei sheyochel nochosh lishtais mehem. But there was a shehiyah that he was not observing the mayim or yayin, and there was time for a nochosh to drink from this. I mean, the kama dasiri. The here there was mamish no reyes whatsoever yichayis. Shmamino chamira sakanta miisura shmamino. So you see clearly that when it comes to Yisurim, Yisoymech and Chazoke and Raif Tzdodim, and when it comes to Sakone, I feel don't have any Reyes whatsoever, or you have Raif, that the Gilui came about not through an Ochosh, Yumachma, so you see Sakone is different than Issa. Now Rashi brings down a third mahalach in the Gemara. The is the Yalfi Lahod the Rav Ashi the Chamira Sakanta mi Isure. A different item, not these two mahalachim that Rashi brought down. Midiktoni im Yechayle Chuda Lishtois Psula Veloiktoni Tmei. It's very interesting. If a chulde could drink from it, so the Tana said it's possible. The loiktoni tmeya. He didn't say that it's tame. L'chayre, they held it's tame also. Maybe an odom was megalit and it's tame. Why did the Tana say psula and not tmeya? The nechele le Tana limitli bishrotzim. If you know the Tana said psula and he avoided tume, to tell us that maybe a sheretz was megalit, the shamina memele the asura mishum sakonis nefoshes. The Tana did not want to speak about tume. That means it seems from this Easter the Rashi yes Sanda, but al kapon there is the alfi hell. That the emerson by Mechusav and Isgale, we have to clear maybe a person was Megalit, but Stomay also, maybe a Sheretz was Megalit, it's possible. Why did the Tane, so it should be Tomay also, but the Tane didn't mention to me, the Tane mentioned possible. Why did the Tane mention possible? Because the Tane wanted to be Madgish, that you have to declare maybe a sheretz was megalit, and if a sheretz was megalit, so then there's a chash sakoni. The shamine memele da asurim mishum sakonis nefoshes. That's why the Tane spoke about psul and not tume. The aval gav de legabe isa kulehi, even though if he only speaks about psul. So when it comes about Tume, he only mentions that it's possible, he doesn't mention Tume. V'loi mitame, it's not mitame, v'loi limitlaye ba'odam tome. V'af al-gav, v'dalke nami legalis. A person is also megala. So why when the Tanis said that it was mechusa ben izgala, it's possible. He only mentioned the chash of gilui through a sheretz, and he did not want to. And if you only speak about that, it comes out it's not tameh. And he did not mention the chash of gilui through an adam will be tameh also, because he wanted to tell you you have to be chayish for sakon. Bahav agav the darki nami legalis mishum diav ektoni tmeye bahav eshemini minei iso sakonis nefoshes. So that's the raya. Legoris philosophic mind begulim asurim. I said the raya of Rav Ashi was, why in the sefer did the Tana not say that it's tameh? He only said it's possible. Which is a very misleading lashon, because l'chayra should be tamei also. Because just like your kler, maybe a sheretz did it, so your kler also, maybe an adam did it. And he only said posel because he wanted to tell you, you have to kler about a sheretz, and maybe you won't drink it, to tell you that there's a chash sakonim. That's why he spoke about Shrotzim, and he avoided speaking about Tumah. To tell you, so he avoided, so we see that Sakone is more homo than Issa. That's somehow how they learned. Fekashali begave Tumah. Rashi's, I have a lot of Fekashas. First of all, the whole thing is wrong. He says, they said Pshat, that since he spoke about Psul, so why did he speak about Tumah? He wanted to tell you that you have to be chayish for sakone. He says, where's the sakone? The Rabbonon chu dektoni loy nochosh. According to the Rabbonon, you're not chayish for nochosh. Chayish for chude. It's possible because of a chude. So they're talking about a chude. So mechlal, there's no sakone involved. He didn't mention mechlal sakone over here. Ularam gamliel gufe. Oy chude, oy nochosh ktoni. Dim yechel de chude lishta is veloy nochosh, kagain shemanachas al dat gavoya, ktoni nami psula veloy tmeya. So memele, so you see that the Tana mentioned psul and not tume, not because he wanted to be madgish, you have to be chayish for sakona. Then the Achzim Rashi asks, if you're telling me there's a chash of Adam also, so first of all, Rashi says that the whole psula is not because of Nochosh, because according to the Rabbanon it's Chude, and according to the Ram Gamliel Guf, it's also Chude, if a Nochosh can get to it. In number two, Rashi says, if you'll tell me that there's a chash Tumah also, but there's also a chash psula, v'achi boile lemiste. No, for first Rashi says, Vachi boy leila misli, Tmeye, it should have said Tmeye. Because if there's only a chash of Chulde, so by Chulde there's no chash sakon, the my sakon is nefoshes ike, the akili bo gabi yisel tume. You're telling me that he didn't mention this tume because he wanted to be madgish, that it's also bishtiye. Va'oid b'nochosh nami lisni psula mishum shrotzim. And I feel it the way you say. So he should have said both. He should have said psula mishum shrotzim utmeya mishum adam tome. I feel it the way you say that the psula was mentioned to, that we should realize is a chash of shrotzim. Therefore, you shouldn't drink it. But why do you ignore b'chlal the isel tumah? He should have said, "Lisnei psula mishum shrotzim." It should say like this: "It's possible mishum shrotzim," and then I'll know you're not allowed to drink it. But tmei mishum adam tumah, v'ashminin tavayu, v'neichish nami lisure. Doreishe, by the reishe, ikele mitle bodem toir, bodem tome, So why over here didn't it say Tome? It only says Psula. Alav shmami no time alav mishum sakonahu al mishum de talinen beruba de shriche v'toyle beruba de shriche.